Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, calls for Nicola Sturgeon to be suspended by the Scottish National Party after a leaked video surfaced have been rejected. All of this follows the publication of a video by the Mail on Sunday, which appears to show the then First Minister addressing a meeting of the party's ruling National Executive Committee, where she dismisses financial concerns within the party. The former SNP leader in Westminster, Ian Blackford, this morning described as idle speculation, rumours that Ms Sturgeon is planning to quit as a member of the Scottish Parliament. Well, for the latest on this, I'm joined on the line by Kevin Schofield, who is political editor with HuffPost UK. Kevin, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Hi there, Claire.
So this is a growing controversy surrounding the former Scottish First Minister, and all of this stemmed from the arrest of her husband and former party chief executive Peter Murrell. So bring us up to date with what's been happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite remarkable. It's only a couple of months since Nicola Sturgeon announced that she was standing down as SNP leader and Scottish First Minister. And since then, things have moved at breakneck pace. The SNP has completely unravelled. You're right, a couple of weeks ago, Peter Murrell was arrested and questioned by police who are investigating the whereabouts of around about £660,000, which was crowdfunded to pay for a second independence referendum campaign. Now, it's important to stress that he denies all wrongdoing and has been released pending further investigations and hasn't been charged. However, Nicola Sturgeon, who is his wife, has been dragged into this now. There's a story, as you were mentioning earlier, over the weekend, in which footage has emerged of Nicola Sturgeon addressing an SNP National Executive Committee meeting, in which basically she says that there's nothing to see here as far as the finances are concerned. There were rumours around at the time that the SNP were financially unstable, and that, you know, this money, and there was an investigation into where this money had gone. But she was basically very vehement in this call, saying the finances are in good shape and effectively don't speak about it because it may prevent people coming forward to help the party out financially. Mm-hmm. So this all was on the back of the fact that she's just gone to the back benches in the Scottish Parliament, and I think a lot of people see it now as a major distraction for her successor, Humza Yousaf.
And are calls growing for her to be suspended, at least while the investigation is underway?
Well, as you might imagine, the opposition parties, Labour and the Conservatives, who have been behind the eight ball in Scotland for such a long time, the SNP have been the preeminent party for the best part of 15 years in Scotland. They are, you know, trying to make as much political capital out of it as possible. They're calling for her to be suspended. The SNP up until now obviously are saying, no, that's not going to happen. But interestingly, the Scottish Parliament is back this week after the Easter recess, and the SNP have announced this morning that Ms Sturgeon won't be in Parliament in person this week. She will return in the near future, they say, because she doesn't want to be a distraction for her successor. But yeah, it's not a great look, and you do wonder, the longer this controversy drags on, whether it might be in everyone's best interest for her to stand down as an MSP.
And what are you hearing about that? Because I mentioned Ian Blackford is dismissing this morning, saying that she's not going to resign as a member of the Scottish Parliament. But what are you hearing?
Well, yeah, I still think it would be a major shock if she were to do so, not least because the party is already facing a Westminster by-election in Rutherglen in Glasgow, probably in the next two or three months, because the MP there, Margaret Ferrier, the former SNP MP, she faces being suspended and potentially kicked out of Parliament over breaching COVID regulations during the pandemic. So the SNP's troubles are coming thick and fast. So they have to basically find the money to pay for a campaign there for a by-election. They probably don't want to have to do the same in Nicola Sturgeon's seat as well. But as I say, the longer this goes on, as a distraction for the party, it may well be best if she were to stand down. But right now, I think it's probably unlikely, but I certainly wouldn't rule it out.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much for bringing us up to date with that. That's Kevin Schofield there from HuffPost